today.
Free Talk Live. We're kicking off Hour 3, Friday edition. The Black Friday edition. We're here in the studio with Ian here.
And Mark.
And your calls in at 800-259-9231 about whatever you want. That's the packet8.net toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features there are completely free, though there are still some bugs we're working out after we're recovering from our server crash earlier this week, so do bear with us if not everything is working perfectly, except my sincerest apologies. As we go to Canada and Quebec, we're going to get some details about possible secession for the country of Quebec. We'll talk about it here in a moment, but first to the phones and to the fun, or never mind, the bureaucrat was there, but now he's not. So in that case, let's go to Quebec.
From the AP, Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper's stunning motion recognizing Quebec as a nation within Canada has reignited the debate over the divisive issue, with some supporters cautiously viewing it as a bold political step, while critics describe it as a recipe for tearing apart the country. So,
yes!
why do you want the country torn apart?
More secession is a good thing, as far as I'm concerned.
Smaller countries are better?
Smaller, less, more decentralization, yes, I'm a supporter.
Okay.
I don't care if it's a group of commies seceding out. Go ahead. Get out of here.
Harper's comments in Parliament seem to preempt a planned motion by the Bloc Québécois that states the French-speaking province is a nation. Now, they do speak French, but there's a good percentage of their population that's English-speaking.
Mm-hmm.
The wording of that motion, however, does not include the words within Canada, leaving Federalists worried that it could be misinterpreted. Harper said the Bloc Québécois motion was an unusual request that could lead to another referendum for Quebec's independence. Do Quebecers form a nation within United Canada? The answer is yes. Harper on Wednesday told a cheering House of Commons to numerous standing ovations. Do Quebecers form an independent nation? The answer is no, and it will always be no. Sorry. It's not secession. It's, you know,
politicizing.
Yeah, it's just not.
Politicking. That.
Newspaper editorials weighed in on the issue Thursday, with the Liberal Toronto Star saying Harper's reintervention into the debate simply fuels it. The surprise bombshell that Harper dropped yesterday will never placate Quebec separatists, even as it potentially weakens Canada by handing them over an argument the next time. There's almost certainly will be a next time. They seek to break up this country, said the newspaper.
Yes.
Harper's unwise intervention in this debate promises to embolden separatists and create division and bitterness.
Good.
While Quebecers have...
Woo-hoo! Go cry in your corners. You know what? This is a good example of what's going to happen when we start talking seriously about seceding from the United States in New Hampshire. Because a lot of people are going to say, you want to break this country apart! Yeah. Yeah, that's right, I do. Because this country's an abject failure. The U.S. Constitution was a wonderful concept, a great idea, and it didn't work. So let's give up and go home and break up this country into as many pieces as we possibly can, just like the Soviet Union. That would be, I think, the best possible solution for the future of America, is to dissolve it. Go on.
While Quebecers have twice voted down referendums seeking independence from Canada, the last one in 1995 was narrowly defeated, and separatist rumblings continue in that province.
So it's actually the people in the province that can vote to leave.
That's my understanding.
So nobody outside of Quebec can actually... So the people in the other provinces can't vote to say, no, you can't leave. It's only the people within Quebec
right.
that can vote. Okay. That's
the issue
good.
Surfaced when Michael, whatever, frontrunner for the Liberal Party leadership, said the French language, history, and culture mark Quebecers as a separate people who should be recognized as a nation under the Constitution.
Is Quebec completely landlocked?
No.
Okay.
No, can't be.
Okay.
The Quebec wing of the Liberals adopted a resolution last month recognizing Quebec as a nation within Canada and called for the creation of a task force to advise the new leader on how to make the status official. Harper's motion, which would be debated later in the week, comes as his Tories languish in third place in Quebec polls behind the Bloc Québécois and the Liberals. In the provincial government level, the response was guarded. And this goes on, and it's politics. But so they've sort of recognized that they're a nation within a nation, but, they don't get to leave or anything like
right.
that. You folks are different. We know that.
So he's fomenting the secession movement a little bit.
I would agree with the Toronto Star in this, that he has fueled the separatist argument.
I think it's great. I think that getting it into the spotlight is a wonderful thing. You know, he may not be able to do more than that, right? I mean, it's not up to him. It's not his decision as to whether or not Quebec stays or goes. And so maybe he's just using his position of power to essentially bring the argument back to the spotlight. And as far as I'm concerned, that's a good thing. Because when people are talking about issues like that, it means that more people are going to alert on it and learn about it and maybe convert to possibly supporting their secessionist movement. And I think it's excellent. Now, the party, it's called the Quebec Bloc. What was it?
Quebecois.
The Bloc Quebec, French.
Right.
Quebecois. It reminds me of the Parti Québécois, which I believe is probably the same organization, which is one of the groups that Jason Sorens, the founder of the Free State Project, did research on when he was determining how many people it would take in order to move New Hampshire in a more pro-liberty direction. Now, he wasn't specifically researching secession, and the Free State Project is not a secessionist movement. It's just a group of...
And secession, the question of secession is going to draw out a lot of people to vote. Whereas when you're looking at politics and party politics, people don't really come out and vote for state elections, and
right,
especially not for local elections. Now, these are the most important ones. Your local officials have more effect on your day-to-day life than anybody else, and those are the ones that fewest people vote in.
Let's go to the phones. The bureaucrat is back in Hawaii. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, Ian and Mark.
Hey, bureaucrat. Hey. What's on your mind?
I'm with you all the way in on breaking down federal governments as small as possible, taking
excellent
them to the state level. I can't understand why Mark wants to even think of keeping a federal government.
He just, you know, he's like he's an abuse victim. He just can't give up the abuser. You know what I mean? The women, like the women that just can't leave the home where the man's just beating them every single night because they're afraid. He's like that.
Oh, whatever.
I think most people are like that. I think probably the Canadians are as well. And
mm-hmm,
what they're talking about here is symbolic independence.
Why is it such a good idea?
Likely.
Bureaucrat, why is it such a good idea? Why do you support this?
Because it breaks up the monopoly on force, the geographically determined monopoly on force. You get a choice of which mafia you want to have domineer over you. Brings a little bit of competition into, you know, gives you a place to retreat if one place gets worse than another.
Yep, it's true.
And the smaller, the better. And I personally don't see why these different mafias can't just negotiate freely between each other on.
I agree.
They,
In fact, the idea of a federal government really doesn't make much sense. I mean, we all know that California is radically different than the state of New Hampshire. Not only is it radically different in population, you know, as far as the political opinions of the people that live there, but it's also, 2,000 miles away or 3,000 miles away. That's a long distance. Why would we ever want to be subject to the will of the people 3,000 miles away? Why would California want to be subject also to the will of the people in New Hampshire and Florida and Oregon and Alaska? I don't understand. Why do we all have to try to fight over, you know, the piece of the pie or this government's policies? Just break it up already.
But it goes even beyond control. What we're talking about with federal governments is a government for government. It's like taking inefficiency to the next order of magnitude.
Yep.
And as an employee of the federal government, I can tell you it's staggering what we can do.
There you go. So you've got an endorsement now for secession from a federal government bureaucrat. That's excellent.
And,
what else
was
on your mind tonight?
Also, the revolution that happened in Quebec, the socialist one. I'm really all for us doing something on the libertarian side in New Hampshire with that. And I want to encourage everyone out there to try to grab just one more person to sign up for the Free State Project, or more importantly, sign the First 1,000 Pledge.
I take it you have signed the First 1,000 Pledge?
Yes.
Excellent.
Got someone else to do it as well. And
that, you want to talk about dedication. If you think it was a big deal for Ian and Mark to move from Florida to New Hampshire, moving from Hawaii, I mean, that's about as far as it goes. So, congratulations.
It's so exciting down there. And the atmosphere, the people, the freedom, the...
Oh, that's true. You did come out to New Hampshire recently, didn't you?
Yes, and it also caused me to change my opinion on how we should vote. I don't think we should vote for the worst of two evils in order to bring the system down quicker.
That's good, because that's what you used to advocate, is voting for the socialists, which I didn't think was a great idea either. Bureaucrat, thank you for the call. Look forward to seeing you in New Hampshire when you finally make it up here. Thank you. 800-259-9231. Since we're talking international, we'll go to Australia next and talk about a major government failure.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
With energy costs on the rise and cooler weather around the corner, isn't it time to replace your home's windows? Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, tilted easy for cleaning, and may also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and ask about our special financing terms. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 12/30/06, subject to applicant credit worthiness. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. If it's time to replace your windows, call Sears now. 1-800-393-8378. Ask about our special financing terms. That's 1-800-393-8378.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth Friendly Pure Soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web calbinpuresoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. The Black Friday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll-free line. For you, 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. There's 850-plus pages all created by listeners like you. It's like the listener editable version of the website, wiki.freetalklive.com, and register now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, February 23rd through the 25th of 2007. Meet libertarian superstars John Stossel, Michael Badnarik, and many more. The most influential libertarians in America will be there. freestateproject.org/libertyforum for more information and to get registered. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Going to Australia from an email from one of our listeners that lives down that way. Last week in Brisbane, the government discovered a massive crack in the middle of a bunch of flyovers right in the middle of the city. These flyovers are supported by a row of big poles. Now, I presume that's a driving sort of thing. You drive over an
overpass.
An overpass, like they have in big cities. Then because of the crack, one entire section of road was being supported by just one pole. Anybody, big dig anyone? Since then,
I read something about this.
Since then, all traffic in the, because he sent it to you too.
Okay.
All traffic in the entire city had been rerouted by the central planners at a cost of $6 to $12 million per day of lost productivity. Engineers today said they were no closer to fixing the problem than they were when they first found it. Some laborers were hired to go inside of the road structure, where they had to clean over 30 years' worth of pigeon droppings just to access the support mechanisms.
Ugh. That doesn't sound like a good job, no.
Can you imagine that?
I don't want to do that.
What do you use? What kind of acid do you have to pour on that? 30 years of bird droppings? You'd have to have some pretty caustic chemicals to clean that up. Because of the extensive rerouting of the traffic, people are frequently getting lost in suburbia while trying to follow the government's poorly indicated makeshift signs. The traffic is supposed to travel a straight down the down a road alongside a big river, but now it's been diverted left into suburbia for several miles, then right, then over a river on a bridge, then for several miles of meandering through another set of suburbs, and finally back across another bridge to the city. This is all a big mess, says Sergio. And, on another note, yesterday someone leaked a secret government report on the horrible waste that's gone into building a new highway. The final cost was $15,000 per foot. $15,000 per foot of highway, or $78 million per mile. And we need the government to create the roads?
$15,000 per foot.
I could give you a few million dollars, Mark, and you could probably go ahead and put the people
something
together. Yeah. You'd find some people to do it.
Give me a sweet government contract, I'll pave something.
So, I mean, just when somebody says to you that the government has to take care of the roads, you know, pull out an example like this. What do they say to that? What is the response to somebody that believes, from someone who believes that the government must handle the roads to bureaucratic mismanagement and malfeasance like this?
Well, the bigger cities, they have more problems with it, and if you're in Chicago or if you're in Boston, you can point at the big dig and say, "Oh, wait, do we really need the government to handle roads? Because I think we could handle them without." But I don't know. I mean, the roads are still something that I still think we should avoid talking about with people.
Well, you cannot bring it up, but when they bring it up, you better be prepared.
Yeah, they're going to,
because they're going to want an answer from you, and you can hem and haw, and you can say, well. Oh, well, we can have a road tax, and that's for somebody that's new to the idea, but for somebody that's grasping the principle, that's not going to cut it. If you've got somebody that understands the libertarian principle, and that is that we don't support government, libertarians don't support government force, or don't support force to achieve political or social goals. And so if somebody's got a grasp on that, then you better help them understand the reality of government roads and getting the government out of them, as opposed to just candy-coating it and moving on. 800-259-9231, well, this poor kid, I don't know if he's a poor kid. I think he's probably just a dumb kid. But here's an example of what not to do, kids. We talked about drugs the other night on the show. We talked about LSD, MDMA, some of these illicit drugs that are illegal for whatever reason, and they shouldn't be. They should be made legal so anybody can buy them at any place that wants to sell them. And one of the consequences of the war on drugs, making drugs like LSD and MDMA illegal, is that kids will go out and do whatever they can to get high. It doesn't mean always buying things on the black market. It means using alternatives.
Not Jemison weed.
In some case, very, very dangerous alternatives. According to CBS 11 News in New Fairview, natural gas wells are generally safe unless someone gets too close. That's what happened to dumbass 21-year-old Ezekiel Thomas. Late Thursday night, family members say they found Ezekiel unconscious on top of a nearby gas well.
Zeke done fell down the gas well.
They say he had been inhaling the fumes. It's horrible. It's so scary, said Autumn Thomas, Ezekiel's sister. His mother, Stephanie, said she was unaware of the dangers. I didn't know kids were into this, she said. She's now concerned about access to the gas wells. My son was old enough to know not to do this, but what about the littler ones that are easily enticed like that? Well, the well site, well, ma'am, your son was somebody who liked to get high, and provided the fact that he couldn't get access to drugs like, say, MDMA or LSD, the ones that the government makes illegal, he went out and snorted some fumes from a gas well. And some kids go and snort gasoline fumes from the gas tank in Daddy's garage. Some kids go and they huff paint. You know, kids will do some stupid things to get high.
Anything that has to do with inhalants certainly is about as dumb as you can get.
The well site near the Thomas house and all others like it are required by law to have fencing all the way around them and clear signs warning people of the dangers. If you open a tank, according to the Wise County Sheriff...
You mean Zeke didn't read the signs?
Oh, yeah, he read the signs. And ignored them, and then climbed the fence. According to the county sheriff, if you open a tank that has gas fumes in it and that gas overcomes you, get it in your lungs, you may die. It's very dangerous, so that's why they have fences around them, and they just need to abide by that. Devon Energy, which owns the gas well, has an aggressive ad campaign warning parents of the dangers of gas well sites. Stephanie Thomas says that more should be done to secure the sites. When we get dug out from under the fence, we just lifted it up. They're too easy to get into. The Dallas County Medical Examiner will perform an autopsy to determine the exact cause of death. That's right, we should do more, Mark. We just need to put barbed wire on the top of these here fences. And then we need to dig those fences 18 more feet down into the bottom, the ground, so dumb kids like Ezekiel can't get in there. I mean, this is just... please, the problem is not the fencing on the gas pipe.
Right, and this company would have to pay that money in order to, to be mandated to pay that money in order to protect the children a little more.
Right,
you know, I'm
Darwinism. He deserved it.
I've got to say, he did.
Yep. Hey, you look at the kid. He looks like a douche.
I'm sure you know he could have grown up and led a great life or whatever. And I know the family must be in pain and everything. But you know, if Zeke had shot himself in the head because he thought he was going to get high doing it. If he'd microwaved his brain.
We'd have to ban microwaves.
I mean, look, I'm sorry. Zeke did, you know, violated the signs. He climbed over the fence and he killed himself.
Yeah.
Doing something dangerous.
You know, if we would just legalize drugs and make it so anybody could go out and buy them at the store in safe dosage amounts, then these things wouldn't happen anymore. Kids wouldn't have any reason to go hop a fence at a natural gas well. They could go down to the store and buy the products that they need that they're going to buy.
It's the war on drugs that killed Zeke.
It really is. More on the way. You take control of the airwaves. It is your show, Free Talk Live.
Shelly, you look exhausted. What's wrong?
I am so tired. I just get so hot at night and can't sleep. I have tried everything. All kinds of fans, sheets, pillows. You name it, I've tried it.
My husband has always been a hot sleeper. He's never had a good night's sleep. Then we discovered something that really helps. It's called the Bedfan Personal Cooling System.
The what?
The Bedfan Personal Cooling System. It will keep you cool all night long and will work for everyone that sleeps hot, no matter what the reason. You can see it at bedfan.com.
How well are you sleeping? Are you getting the rest your body needs? Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? Or are you looking for the perfect gift for that person who has everything? The Bedfan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, One thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly-Clark.
It's America's number one selling brain support supplement, Focus Factor, and you can try it free. Focus Factor supports your memory, focus, and concentration with nutrients that support healthy brain function. And we've got a free bottle just for you, a $75 value. You simply provide $4.95 for shipping and handling, limit one per household. Call 1-800-407-6231. 1-800-407-6231. Come on, it's free Focus Factor. 1-800-407-6231.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
Well, MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from the body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay in MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $26.90, MetaCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Free Talk Live, your show, you take control of the airwaves, bring up anything. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That is 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features, we give them away, and that includes updates. You get signed up. We'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list. That is updates.freetalklive.com. In fact, an update was sent out recently about our auction going on as we speak. If you want to get the second banner on our website for an entire month to advertise whatever you want, whether it be your business or a band or political movement, I don't care. Head over to auction.freetalklive.com to place your bid. That's auction.freetalklive.com. So, we were talking about the war on drugs and this poor, dumb kid who went over to huff some fumes from a natural gas well, got overwhelmed, and passed out,
and died
as a result of passing out right on top of the well, apparently. They found his body, and that's that. You know, kids, please don't huff things. If you want to get high, be patient, and shop around on the black market and find some drugs that way, but please don't huff things. It's very, very dangerous. Because kids are going to do drugs, right? We've talked about this before. We know kids are going to do drugs. But if you're going to do drugs, do the safer drugs, okay? There's no reason to... I mean, could it really be that good? Could huffing really be that much better than LSD or MDMA or one of these other drugs that are out there that are relatively safe when taken, when you know what you're getting from a reliable source?
Well, it's a very intense high, but it's short,
yeah,
generally.
Well, LSD can be pretty intense, too.
Yeah.
And so can MDMA. Anyway, be careful, kids. Now, there's other news from the drug war, because drugs are illegal, when people who are selling the drugs or caught possessing the drugs in some instances are busted, then they lose all their stuff, because apparently taking stuff from people, including cars and property and homes, apparently that helps them get back on their feet and get better. Huh? Can you imagine this? I mean, what is the rationale behind taking people's things is to enrich the police department and not to help the people that have the drug problem.
Right.
Because if you've got a drug problem, and one of the reasons why you have a drug problem is because maybe you are apt to be depressed. And so because you're apt to be depressed, you take drugs, help yourself feel a little better temporarily, but of course it doesn't because you've got a problem with depression, and so long run, you just keep taking drugs and you just keep getting worse and worse. And then you stumble into a police sting, and whoops, there go all your cars. Now you don't have a car to get around. Now you can't even get to a job should you actually want to go and get a job. How is this making people's lives better?
The logic is that it's helping people to hit bottom.
Is that right?
Yes. I mean, I don't know that it makes much sense. But, you know, that's the idea. It's helping people to hit their bottom, and the faster they hit their bottom, the more likely they are to begin their recovery.
Well, in this case, the police are helping the parents of one person hit bottom, parents who didn't have anything to do with the drugs. According to the Daily Record, New Jersey, of course, the Morris County Prosecutor's Office has filed a lawsuit to take control of 11 vehicles and $30,000 seized from suspects during its Operation Painkiller crackdown in July on the use and sale of oxycodone by young people. Now, oxycodone is a prescription drug that is being abused in the black and the gray market because people are demanding it to get high with. The forfeiture lawsuit made public Thursday in State Superior Court, Morristown, asks a judge to terminate any property rights that the owners have to the money or vehicles because the cash and cars allegedly were obtained through or used in furtherance of criminal activity. The lawsuit targets, and it doesn't say because we want to help these people hit bottom. Not what they're even saying, and even claiming. They're just taking stuff because they can.
Yeah, well, they're pariahs, and you can abuse pariahs.
The lawsuit targets three vehicles owned by Gerard and Jane Trapp of Whippany. Their 19-year-old son, Gerard, was Gerard Jr., was one of about 58 young people arrested on or about July 27th in drug raids. Trapp Jr. has resolved a conspiracy to possess oxycodone charge by being enrolled without admitting any wrongdoing into the county's pretrial intervention probationary program for first-time offenders. He's a first-time offender, 19 years old, and they're taking his parents' cars.
Oh, my God.
Parents Gerard Trapp, a Bloomfield police officer, and said the seizure of three family cars is extreme, since neither he nor his wife knew of any alleged drug use by their son. And his son's 19. He's not even their kid anymore.
They're not really entirely responsible for the kid.
And Trapp Jr. was charged with a relatively minor offense. He was never accused of being a dealer or a supplier, even.
That's ridiculous. That's crazy.
The father said, to take three cars over a conspiracy charge is over the top. The prosecutor's office seized in July the family's 1992 Cadillac SDV, a 95 Chevrolet Monte Carlo, and a 1994 Toyota Camry. Trapp said the prosecutor's office initially told him the three cars could be bought back for $3,000 and have since lowered the amount to $1,500 for all three vehicles. We're ready to wheel and deal here tonight, Mark. We've got all three of your cars. You better give us $1,500. Well, now we'll cut it back from $3,000, $1,500, and you can take them home tonight.
Your cars.
Yeah.
God.
Can you believe these people?
No. I mean, where do they get off? I mean, they have just no right to take these people's vehicles.
They must get off on it. They really must. It really must be really enjoyable for these cops to just take people's things and then hold them back and say, we'll let you have it back. Just give us a little cash.
And they would have taken the $3,000 from him if they hadn't have put up a fuss. And, you know, still $1,500 to get your own car back. They have no right to impound these. Have they proven that they've been used in any kind of drug crime? Not to say that I think that means that you can take them.
No, they haven't. How could they have been used? They only arrested one kid. And they arrested a bunch of other people, but as far as the connection to the parents,
right,
was their kid. The kid couldn't have been driving all three cars at once. Don't think that's possible. Timothy Smith, an attorney, by the way, the Trapps have not bought back the vehicle, so the offer's still on the table. Timothy Smith, an attorney for the Trapp family, says the move by the prosecutor's office was unfair and has placed the family of two working parents and four children of driving age in a position of hardship. I don't want to help them hit rock bottom. Their son got caught with a few oxycodone pills, so they should lose all their cars. Who in their right mind could defend this? 1-800-259-9231. Who could possibly call in and defend the actions of the police?
No one's going to.
And the prosecutors.
No way.
Smith argued that the family, including Gerard Trapp Sr., to whom the four family cars are registered to, were unaware of the younger Gerard's activities in three of the cars. To seek to have the people buy back their own cars when they need those cars for their daily activity seems to me almost to rise to the level of extortion. Yeah, it does, but apparently it's not called extortion when the police do it. When the police do it, it's called helping parents who have teenagers with drug problems?
Or
what
something.
Do you call this? What are their excuses for themselves? I mean, did they even get the cops to comment in this case? It's probably not. Then the article goes on to mention a bunch of
other... Well, they had the one cop commenting, the cop that had his car taken away.
The dad of the kid happens to be a cop in this case. Then they list a whole bunch of other cars that were taken from some of the other people that were busted in the sting. The lawsuit contends that the defendants were all observed during the time period of June 9th to July 27th using their vehicles to either buy drugs for themselves or to distribute them to other people. The lawsuit also wants a judge to turn over the prosecutor's office $30,000 seized from six people during the raids. The bulk of the money was seized from so-and-so Roseland, charged with being a dealer of oxycodone. Five others were stripped of sums ranging from $5,000 to $58 during their arrest. And the prosecutor's office wants to keep the money under the state's forfeiture law. Now, what do you think the chances are that the prosecutor's office is going to have the money taken from them and returned to the families?
Unlikely.
Yeah, very unlikely.
What do you think the chances are the prosecutor's office is going to take the money and give it to some well-needing charity?
Zero.
No. They're going to use it to
fund some more raids.
Feather their nest and, do whatever it is that they do. And, it's just more government bureaucracy.
Yep. And how many people are going to be assisted by these laws? How many of these people, these teens that were busted, the parents who are having their property stolen from them by the police, how many people are going to be sitting down around their Thanksgiving table, or did, sit around their Thanksgiving table last night and hold hands and say, thank you. Thank you, New Jersey police and prosecutors, for taking our cars and our son's cash. Boy, we never would have learned our lesson if it weren't for you taking all of our vehicles. How we're going to get to work on Monday, I'm not really sure. Hopefully the buses will be operating. We're coming back with more. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
For centuries, Salk products have been known to help people stay well in body, mind, and spirit.
Soleil Wellness is a unique company that scoured the world to find the best salt-based products to help you and your family. Safe, easy-to-use, environmentally friendly products that fit into any lifestyle, decor, and can be used by anyone at any age. Soleil Wellness has a unique selection of salt-based products. Not only Himalayan gourmet salt and healing bath salts, Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, ionizing salt crystal lamps, respiratory relieving salt pipes, pain relieving pillows, and more, all designed to keep you and your family balanced and well. Visit Soleil Wellness today online at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Only moments remain here in the Black Friday edition of the show. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
The toll-free number again, 1-800-259-9231, also known as the Packet8.net toll-free lines for all of your voiceover IP needs, Packet8.net. You need to join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are completely free. Though we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. Why on earth would someone want to do that, Mark?
Help spread the message of liberty even farther. It's the amplifiers that basically have allowed us to get the stations that we have. And, of course, the more stations we're on, the more people that hear us. Also, they help us to advertise on the Internet, so more listeners hearing the show on podcast.
Exactly. The idea is very simple. Since we give away the features of our website for free, in comparison, go to some of the major talk show, radio talk show websites. They're charging $5, $6, $7 a month just to give you access to the archives of their site. Well, we give away a year's worth of archives for free and all the other features on the site for free as well. So we decided, well, let's give everything away up front and then just ask people to help us out. And in addition, we're not taking the money and spending it on cocaine and strippers. We're taking the money in and turning it
Much as that, I would enjoy that.
I've never even done cocaine, and I don't ever plan to.
I don't think you've ever seen a stripper either.
I've seen a couple strippers, as a matter of fact.
Where? Not at a strip club.
Well, I've known them in person.
I see.
Anyway, so the AMP program, you send us $3 a month. We turn it around into advertising for the show. You're pointing out to get more stations on board, to get more Internet listeners on board, and it's working. You can get the details and learn about the perks that you'll get access to, like classic archives, amplifier-only call-in lines, and more. All of the information you need is at amp.freetalklive.com. The credit card form is down right now while we get our website back online to 100%. But if you want to sign up via PayPal, that's working just fine. So head over and learn all about it. Amp.freetalklive.com. To the phones, to the fun. Matt in Illinois, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah, hi. Hey, I just wanted to say that I thought that that story that you just told about the people losing their cars and stuff, that's awful. That's just terrible.
Yeah, and it happens all the time.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to sound, I don't know, you know, like I'm not, I have feelings for these people, but I guess, you know, they're lucky that they didn't lose their house.
That's true. They could have lost their house. You're right about that. All the police have to do in many areas of the country is simply accuse you of a drug crime.
But that's what happened in this case.
They don't actually have to have any evidence or anything. They can just say, Matt, We think you've been dealing drugs out of your house, and now it's mine. Now it's our house. And if you want it back, you can go hire a lawyer and spend a few years in court.
And there's been cases where they take your house, and it's not your house. You were renting it. They take somebody else's house because you were dealing drugs out of it.
It's ridiculous. I think that laws like that definitely need to be done away with. That's terrible.
The only way those laws are going to get done away with is if we get rid of the entire war on drugs. It all has to be done in one fell swoop, because otherwise we're just going to be picking over here, picking over there, taking off a law here and a law there, if you're lucky to even get them repealed. So strike at the heart, strike at the root, and get rid of the entire war on drugs. Do you agree?
Yeah, I do. I don't even think it should be called a war on drugs. It's not a war. Where's the army of the people who are, you know, in drug land? Where's this massive army that they have and all their tanks and all
their... It's an excellent point, because if it were a war on drugs, the government would lose. Because the government versus the decentralized gangs, the gangs are very quick and speedy in comparison to the U.S. government. If the gangs wanted to, they could just start taking out DEA agents. They could just assign assassins. It would cost very, very little. Bullets are very cheap. They could just assign assassins to all the top DEA people, the top sheriffs, and law enforcers around the country, and just take them out.
They don't want to do that because they, in fact, use law enforcement agencies to enforce their own turf.
Oh, yeah, they're all working together.
To keep other gangs from infringing on their area, they've paid off agents. So one gang pits one set of agents against another.
Well, and the existence of the war on drugs ensures obscene profits for the criminals. So they want the police to stick around. They want the police to bust a guy here and bust a guy there. That way the war continues and ensures their profits. Because if it weren't for the war on drugs, the criminals would be out of the business.
I agree 100%. I agree with everything you just said.
Well, Matt, did you have anything else for us?
And we've seen how effective our government is at a guerrilla war twice now.
So you're talking about Vietnam and Iraq?
In Iraq, yeah.
Very good,
sir.
They're not
very efficient at that.
Nope. And they can't even fight a real war too well, let alone fight a war against a very well-armed and well-financed group of criminals. If you think it's hard to fight against an army, try fighting against a group of unknowns, which is essentially what they're doing in Iraq. They're fighting against a group of unknowns, a group of insurgents. Well, the war on drugs could be the same way if it really was a war. But you're correct, Matt. It absolutely is not. Any final thoughts for us?
No. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231 to the email box from Robert. Hey, guys. I have a quick question about not paying income taxes. I really don't want to pay them, and I don't plan on paying them, but when I hear Ian talk about not paying them, he has all this information that he's looked up and knows facts about paying taxes. You know, Robert, I don't know where you get that impression. I think you get that impression because I'm a talk show host, and we have people call in with all kinds of information about taxes, but honestly, I don't really know facts about taxes. I don't know what the law says. I mean, I've heard, you know, I've looked at some of the research that others have done that claim that there is no law, but even if there was a law, I wouldn't want to pay taxes. The fact, if I know any set of facts, it is this. It's that slavery is wrong, and I don't want to be a slave. Taxation is slavery, in that if I have to pay a percentage of my income to some anonymous group of individuals or some non-anonymous group, to some group that wants to take my money from me, in this case the IRS, if I have to pay a percentage of my income to those people, whether it's 1% or 99% or 100%, I'm that amount of a slave. And if I'm 1% a slave, I might as well be a slave. And I object to that. Not only that, I object to the way they spend the money. Like, even if I was okay with the idea of taxes, which I'm not, I would definitely not be okay with the way they spend the money. I would definitely not be okay with my tax dollars going to wars, to kill innocent people around the world, to take people's cars and houses from them in the war on drugs. I'm not at all okay with the way government uses tax dollars. So I've got plenty of objections. I don't have a lot of facts about what the law says. I don't care if the law says. See, that's my problem with some of these anti-tax groups. I support them in what they're doing. Like, we the people trying to ask questions of the government, asking the government and the IRS the question of where is the law that requires us to pay taxes. Now, it's interesting that they will refuse to show the law. They claim it's there, but they refuse to actually identify and specifically point it out. But even if they did, even if tomorrow they held a press conference that said, here it is, Here's the law. Or even if they decided to just write a law tomorrow that's made it very explicit. Every man and woman in America is to pay 50% of their income to the federal government. I would not care. It is not something I agree with. I am not going to be a slave.
Right. And, you know, it's obvious the government expects people to pay taxes, whether or not they have a law that, you know, specifically on the books that says every American must pay taxes. They don't. Or at least we haven't been able to find the thing. But what difference does it make? It's wrong.
Yep.
Now, do I pay my taxes? I do. But
do I pay taxes? I do. Not
some.
Federal.
Not income tax.
Income. Federal tax. I'll try to get away from as many federal taxes as I possibly can. Do I pay taxes? Yes, I pay the local New Hampshire 8% meal tax when I eat out. I also pay the gas taxes when we buy gas. I also pay the property taxes because I don't want the local group of armed bandits coming to take my house from me.
Right. I would think your chances of getting your house taken away are significantly higher than getting chased after by the IRS if you just don't fill out, if you just drop out. Now, if you lie to them or, you know, get in their face and try to ask for your money back.
Right.
Or
I don't play
like
games.
That,
no. I don't play games with these people. I just ignore them. They are a band of marauders. They're a violent band of thugs, and in my opinion, they're a group of strangers. I mean, if I all of a sudden wrote up an invoice for you, Robert, and sent it to your house saying, you owe Free Talk Live $5,000 this year, or if you don't pay us, we're going to send some people after you to punch your face in. Would you cut me a check? I mean, because that's essentially what they're doing. That's essentially what the IRS does. They write a bunch of strangers, people they don't know, an invoice, and they include a bunch of obscure instructions that you're supposed to understand. And then at the very bottom it says, if you don't follow these instructions to the T, we are going to charge you with a criminal offense and throw you in the clink. This is a threat. And I don't take kindly to threats. I don't know about you. He says, I'd like to know, it's better to know the facts and not pay in case you get in trouble, or is it better to know the facts and not pay in case you get in trouble, or just not pay and not know the facts? It doesn't matter. If you don't pay and they come after you and you go to a courtroom, you can throw that judge all the facts you want to throw up, and he's just going to ignore you, overrule you, and say you're being frivolous.
Yeah,
he'll throw your arguments right out.
There was the case of that one IRS agent out there, I think in California.
There are some cases where the tax protesters have been successful. There have been some instances, but for the most part, don't expect to win anything.
None of them
going
were
into a government courtroom.
Young males winging it on the way through. You can believe that. So, I mean, if you don't want to pay taxes, you just got to kind of
duck. And I say duck and get to New Hampshire where there's some other people that are doing the same thing. We'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
People are